What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
All right. 2022, midterm season. It's coming. This is the year. And hopefully you understand that the absolute farce that your elected officials in their campaigning are attempting to argue the merits of a particular topic or idea or principle, or this idea that they're going to make these sweeping promises and you actually expect these promises to come true. Or even if those promises are a good idea or not, you know, if you run on something as a voter, you could be like, look, do what you said you was going to do. And I'm going to apply the pressure. You shouldn't have opened your mouth and said it. If you didn't, either way, I hope that, you know, theater, you understand that's theater, that's not what the hell going on. But I do think there is a way to understand the season we're about to enter. And it's maybe even two phrases is why this episode has got two names. It's, you wake up and choose violence and make sure you stay dangerous. Hood politics, y'all. I don't remember when this phrase kind of started hitting social media. You know, man, this fool woke up and chose violence. Usually it has to do with like somebody just like, you know, starts like they got time today. They start saying what they really think, you know, and maybe this person been holding their tongue this whole time, but they've hit a place where they like, look, nigga, I'm done being patient with y'all. This is what I think. This was going down. Like a line has been crossed. Right. And when that line is crossed, it's like the only choice is to just start popping off. You just start letting off. You know what I'm saying? And when you do, like, look, it is what it is. One thing, I use the phrase stay dangerous for a reason, because you know, a lot of times people say, hey, you know, be safe out there. You know what I'm saying? Hey, be safe outside. Stay safe. I know among at least the anxious I knew, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, people around the hood, I was like, no, I'm going to stay dangerous. Like, and what they trying to say is that, like, listen, it's like, I'm not safe. Like, it's not like, you know, you some people that's like, look, man, you ever heard the phrase, you know what I'm saying? Ain't going to bust a grape in a food fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you're not, you know, this person is like, they may be loud, they be this, but you're not dangerous. You don't pull triggers. Like, it's not going to pop off. You feel me? Like, you ain't finna do nothing. Like, shut up, you ain't going to do shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to do nothing. staying dangerous is this idea of like, just what it says, like, hey, man, like, don't get it twisted. I might be smiling right now. We might be chilling with the homies. You need to know that at any moment I might decide you've disrespected me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's people in here. It's shooters in here. I might be one of them. You keep your mind, keep your head. You know what I'm saying? You better know that, like, listen, I'm dangerous. Like, don't just, you can't just be any way around me. I might choose war. You feel me? When you choose violence, it's like, listen, when you dangerous, it's like the violence is always on the table. You know, it's people I know that I'm very close to. It's friends I have, you know what I'm saying? It's family members. I have this particular family members that I'm like, I just, you don't really, I'm family. But you know what I'm not? I'm not set. I'm not hood. We got blood in us. We share blood, but you know what though? Like when somebody like, listen, man, when somebody join a gang, man, like these people, like a lot of times these brothers, sisters, they join when they like 12, 13 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like they kids. And so there's a camaraderie that's built, you know, at least I'm talking specifically about LA. Like I can't speak in any sort of authority on anyone else, but I know, yo, it was middle school. It was middle school was when, you know, the like kind of started, the dust started settling as to like where you was gonna go. You feel me? And so for me, like middle school was when somebody put a spray can in my hands. You know what I'm saying? Like I've told this story so many times, was like, that was for me, graffiti hip hop was gang intervention for me. You know what I'm saying? Like that and the fact that we moved and, you know, just whatever the case may be, I was with the Vatos, whatever the case may be. Middle school was when it was like, oh, me and like Filiberto, like we can't really kick it like we used to. You know what I'm saying? Me and, you know, the twins across the street from my grandma's house, you know, Dwayne and Dwight, it's like, okay, it's not the same. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, niggas love me. You know what I'm saying? Like we, you know, grew up together. Like we've been around each other the whole time. Like I moved a lot, you know, so like they didn't see me every day, but once that started happening, you know what I'm saying? It was like, okay, listen, this ain't your street. It's your granny street. You know what I'm saying? Like we love your granny, respect your granny, respect your family. We know you out here, but like, listen, I'm dangerous. Like you can't just, we're dangerous. You know what I'm saying? And like, you understand that, you know? And that and part of the thing is like you have to like remain dangerous, like stay that way. I'm building this case because I'm gonna talk about the midterms very soon. Okay, so keep that in mind. It's like I'm gonna stay dangerous. You know what I'm saying? There's this code of ethics, this like honor code that I have found. Now keep in mind, you know, my perspective. I have found that is sometimes used at a nigga's convenience, you know. There's a generation before me that almost like the, like if you go back to like the generation of mafia that was like born and raised in Sicily and then came to America before like the John Gottis and the, you know, the flashy dudes, that like they live by a code that is a blood, death, honor you never, ever break. So like there's a generation of like hood fools before me that this code is solid concrete. And it's in a lot of ways, it's like an honor culture, you know what I'm saying? Like an honor code that like is like in Eastern traditions, to where it's like my honor, or even like how America at some point had an honor code. Like, why would you duel if somebody insults you? Like, you know, I'm challenging you to a duel. You've insulted my honor. So we need to step 10 paces away from each other, turn around and shoot. That's ridiculous. It's an honor code. Like, once you've crossed that, the only choice is violence. We're not reasoning. There's no, oh, you misunderstood. Oh, let's talk this out. It's like, no, nigga, you've like, I have been disrespected. And there's a lot of gangsters out there that like, you know, people from the hood or whatever that like really carry that code. But I would say the generation before me, like there was no exceptions. You know what I'm saying? Them early 90s gangsters, like there was no, late 80s, early 90s, there was no exceptions. None. Then you get more into a generation that I'm sort of like kind of came from that was like sort of in my mind, kind of like hybrids, like you could have a career, you know what I'm saying? And still be, you know, kind of in the hood, you know what I'm saying? So if you had a career and you was still in the hood, you know what I'm saying? Similar to like a YG or like a Nip, you know what I'm saying? Like they were still very surface. They had careers, you know what I'm saying? And there was certain ways that this code had to sort of evolve, not broken, not like, oh, these niggas ain't real gangsters. Cause like, listen, come to Compton, come to South Central, ask if them niggas is really gangsters, you know what I'm saying? But it had to evolve because there was money to be made, you know what I'm saying? And then when you add like the drug game and the hustling, like a lot of times that, you know, the gangbanger kind of like slows down because, you know, you putting the bag in danger. Trust me, I'm not rambling. Like I'm talking about this code to where, you know, when somebody feels disrespected in whatever way, shape or form they feel it, it's like action. We're done talking. We've chosen war. And when you've chosen that, no matter what the other person says, no matter what happens, it's all, you're piling on the disrespect. You feel me? Like, it's just like, I mean, it's funny because I knew a dude like that was just like, I felt like, man, you putting extras, like you put extras on it. Like everything disrespect, everything's a diss. All of this is a war. No matter what, it's a war. Like, oh man, I don't like the way you sitting, man. That's disrespectful. Hey, homie, you gonna have that. Hey, you finna wear that Rams jersey? Hey, that's disrespectful. Hey, homie, you finna come over here with that that Pendleton on with the small blue stripe on it? Nigga, that's disrespectful. Hey, homie, I don't like how you looking at my sister. That's disrespectful. Like, nigga, okay, bro, like, you've just chosen violence. Like, okay, is it all, like, really, it's all like that? Like, really, it's all war. Everything is a declaration of war. It couldn't be no misunderstanding. It couldn't be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you at the stop sign. You know what I'm saying? You at a red light. You know, you drive, you at a red light. You just happen to look over to the car next to you. Just glance at it. It's like, nigga, what's up? Why you looking at me like that, nigga? Like, what's up? You want something? It's like, no, fam. I'm just, are you serious? That's disrespectful. Like, cuz, come on, man. It's a red light. Like, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? And if you are the person that's like looking over there and you like, man, I live by the same code. Then it's like, oh, we got to get down now because now you've disrespected me. Like you've made all of this a war. Or you could laugh it off, shrug it off and keep it pushing. But the point is, it's like if you stay in dangerous and somebody puts you in a position where you got to clap back or you not dangerous. Like, but if you like, look, I'm going to stay dangerous. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm here chilling. Some stuff not worth my time. But at the same time, there's this part of that life that's like, no, everything is worth my time. All of this is a challenge. You need to understand that I am not the one. What you and I would think is so petty, it's like, that's because we're not them. You understand what I'm saying? I was listening to this interview about, it's the Clubhouse stuff with, you know, now if you're not in this, don't even worry about it. But like, I peek my head in every once in a while to hear some of the like Clubhouse conversations with like WAC 100 and, you know, Jim Jones and just some real like, now if you want to know like real like hood politics in its literal sense, like these are the politics among gangsters, which is not what this show is, obviously. You know what I'm saying? But like, you want like, that's a lot of like hood business that like, I just gave you a vocabulary term. Hood business is stuff that you just have to understand, which might apply today. It's stuff you just may have to understand. You'll just never know. There are things that are happening among these sets, these, you know, ops, these rival gangs. There's reasons that we'll just never know because it's hood business. You know, here's an example. I live in a neighborhood. Remember, I live with the Vatos. I live in a neighborhood where the set in my neighborhood doesn't pay taxes. I don't know why. Maybe it's some jail stuff. No one's going to tell me. It's just they, look, them vatos, they had their rules. I just happen to live in a neighborhood that, I don't know. They just don't. That's what I'm saying. You're going to have to use your antennas and kind of figure out what's happening or just be like, it is what it is. I'm going to act accordingly, which in a lot of ways really applies to the politics that we have. Like there are things we're just never really going to know what some of these politicians decide behind closed doors unless you're in there. You're just not going to know. The point is you just have to act accordingly. I think there are positions and ideas, which I'm going to get to later. There are positions and stances and feelings that Republicans and Democrats might actually feel. They ain't going to ever say it out loud. You ain't going to ever know because that's hood business. Why certain things get through and don't get through. That's hood business. You ain't going to know unless you're there. You know, that's just the reality. But the point is, like, which is the concept of my show, is like, even though we don't know, we have to use what we do know to figure out what we don't know and make our moves accordingly if me and you gonna survive.
During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn. Alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Anyway, so Charleston White, he's a hoodster from Dallas, was in the room with WAC 100, and they were talking about the death of this guy, Slim 400. Now, y'all may not know who any of these people are. Knowing who they are is not the point. Okay, that's not the point I'm bringing up right now. The point I'm bringing up right now is the code that these people live by. When you just chose violence, this is who we are. Everything's a diss. It's all a war, right? Charleston was talking about when Slim passed away. Now, why Slim died is hood business. So we're back to that, like, again, but that's not the point. Slim, he was a rapper, he was an artist, but he was absolutely, I mean, he was a blood. Like, it is what it is. So he was like, look, Charleston was like, look, Slim died, fuck him. Whatever, nigga, that's a gangster. You know what I'm saying? That's the answer as a gangster. We know what we signed up for. And WAC was like, wait, hold up. Like, you just gonna talk about, like, you know, already like that. Like, nigga, do you understand how LA gangs work? Like, you can't just be, and he was basically going like, he's a man first. You know what I'm saying? And Charleston was like, no, he's a gangster first. He put himself out there like this. And he died in the streets because he knows what he signed up for. And if I'm a gangster and if you a gangster, you need to just be like, he's another gangster. Fuck him. It don't matter. Niggas die every day. Remember I told you about that? Niggas die every day. It don't make no sense to me. Now, they're both of these men are adults now. So they were like, well, listen, I found out his name is Vincent. And, you know, we're grownups now. We survived a lot of stuff we went through. So, you know what I'm saying? We're these man. And it's a tragedy that Vincent passed. You know, he got a family. You know what I'm saying? That's a tragedy. But Slim 400, nigga, I don't care. You know, and Wack was like, you're not finna come to LA and talk like that. And then it devolved into something else. But the point I'm trying to make is it does not matter. The humanity, the logic, it doesn't matter. We chose violence. It is what it is. This is the life we stepped into. Everything's a war. Now, of course, there are exceptions to this rule. There's no way in the world. I mean, come on, guys. Like, you know, I know this firsthand, second and third hand. When you in the backseat of that car about to bust this mission, when somebody turn the corner and they say, hey, there they go right there. You know what I'm saying? And the kid sitting next to you pulled a heater out of his backpack. You know what I'm saying? There's a part of you that's like, there's no way in the world five out of five of y'all are like, nigga, let's go. Somebody in that car is like, man, I wish I could be anywhere but here. Somebody's scared. Come on, man. Your whole set not scared. Somebody is thinking. Now, listen, they will never, ever, ever say this out loud. Ever. They ain't going to tell nobody. No one would ever know this. But when nobody around, you know what I'm saying, in the back of their mind, sometimes in the front of their minds, but it's going to never come out of their mouth that it's like, man, I wish I was not here. I've made some choices that I'm going to live with my choices. It is what it is, but it is way more hurtful to myself to admit this than to rather just toe the line. I know what I signed up for. These are my brothers. Like I said, we signed up when we was 12, 13 years old. Now it is what it is. Here's where we are. I wish it wasn't. Don't get me wrong. Like, I do have anywhere but here, you know, but it's where we are. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time I've been like, man, listen, of all the rides home I could have got in, of all the times, I cannot believe I chose to jump into this car. God, you know what I'm saying? Here we are. But what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to admit it. You know, like, because if we survive this thing and then I tell this fool, like, them fools heard me say I was scared and I didn't want to be here. Oh, man, I'm done. You know, like, you can't. You done. And then it's going to get out. If it gets out to everybody else, a whole city here, that you were scared when it was time to throw hands, like, oh, no, that's a, you're done. What does this have to do with the midterm elections? I am trying to teach y'all about the Republican Party. Listen, they done chose violence. They have chosen to stay dangerous. I know this because everything, they whole platform, y'all, and I don't know why it's not obvious to everybody, they platform's a culture war. Everything's a culture war. One would think that, you know, a global pandemic would end that. No, it's disrespectful. It's a culture war. You turn a vaccine into the Fauci vaccine. You know what I'm saying? A mask is an attack on your freedoms. Like, it's a culture. All things are disrespectful. It's I done chose violence. Let me tell you how I know that I know this. Y'all know a few weeks ago, Marjorie Taylor Greene finally got kicked off of Twitter. Now, this was her fifth offense, right? Where you get the warning, you get the shadow ban, you get the, like, you know, suspension for a few days. Finally, they're like, all right, nigga, you gotta go. She has chosen her path. The path is violence, my nigga. I'ma keep telling you some shit that we know is verifiably false. I'ma keep putting this up here because, nigga, I'm dangerous. I done chose, it's a war, homie. This what we doing. I'm not here for no logic. I chose violence. I'm dangerous. Don't come at me. This what we doing. You coming at you, if you listen, you gonna try to primary me, big homie? Listen, I'm burning the ground. I chose, all things are war, everything's a war. there were some statistics about how Trump was like gaining ground with some like inner city black men. It's because they get it. They understand. They know what they looking at. They like, oh, that nigga's a gangster. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's that, because it's like everything's disrespectful. It's all a war. I take on all challenges. I accept all fades. Even if it don't make sense, it don't matter. I accept all fades. And that's kind of like, look. Y'all see Trump get booed when he talked about the fact that he has been vaccinated and got his booster? They booed that nigga, but I don't care. I do what I do. Hey, look, y'all stormed the Capitol for me. At least that's the way his in his brain. I mean, like, I think they feel like it's bigger than him. They booed him over that mug, but he like, listen, if I run, y'all go vote for me, because you know what the alternative is. He got Republicans, all these Republicans up under him, lining up behind whatever he say he gonna do, because that nigga's a gangster. Like, he still run. Yo, and that's why they're like, I get that. I understand that. Whether they agree with his politics or not, they like, but that I recognize. I do what I say I'm gonna do. You gonna follow me because I'm dangerous. I'm ready for the war at all times. I take all fades, right? Trump ain't worried about y'all booing him. He ain't worried about that at all. Everything's a war. Everything's a culture war. You know how I know? Because as I'm recording this, there was, count them, two Republicans that showed up at the January 6th memorial thing at the Capitol. Two of them. Let me tell you why. It's because this wasn't an attack on democracy in their minds. This has become an issue of respect. What they look like showing up a funeral of like a rival hood. What I look like showing up to their memorial. Why would I go to that? Well, you'd be like, well, because it was a place that we was all at and everybody got shot up at. Like, well, nah, we toned the line. And I am positive. You telling me out of 200 or so Republicans, all of them are about it like that? Nah, homie. There's some hood business going on there. It's people behind the scenes that are like, look, this is madness. They tried to kill us all. This man Trump is crazy. He got a death grip, but he got a death grip on the hood. I mean, what I'm going to say? They remember you go with the boss, go with the set. They was like, well, look, the boss still hold the set. I don't know what to say. I don't know how he doing it, but he doing it. And they like, nah. They scared. They scared that if they actually say something, it's even worse for them. That's why they're not saying nothing. That's why you're not showing up. You can't show up, even though you think that, like, oh, this is stupid. Look, of course, we almost, this, like, you kidding me? But they like, nah, man, like, I ain't finna go to that. You crazy. Why that seems absurd to us is because, well, you know, we civilians. We don't live by that code. That's their code. And it's clear they chose violence. Everything is a culture war.
During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode, So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Now, is that violence all theater? I don't know, because there is, according to an Ipsos poll, fewer than one half of Republicans actually accept the elections, that think that the Joe Biden's election was legitimate. And so they still don't believe that they actually believe, despite any evidence otherwise, that, yeah, that this election was stolen, that it's not, he's not a legitimate president. So if you really actually truly believe that, your only choice is violence. Then everything after this, everything after that point is fair game, is continual disrespect. I mean, that's why you, now, of course, there are those that know that this is theater and are like, I'm just going to play the game. There are those that actually buy in. But the point is, anything after that is like, oh, we're at war. You know, according to the same Ipsos poll, 2/3 of America agree that democracy is at risk just for opposite reasons. One of us, one side believes that, somebody stormed the Capitol to try to overturn a duly elected president, and this is crazy, right? Others believe that, like, this election was legitimately stolen. I mean, if this is what you think, how else you gonna solve it? They feel like, well, we tried to go the civil route. We tried it and y'all cheated. I'm choosing violence now. That's their choice. Everything's a culture war, all of it. Everything. That's why they talk about cancel culture all the time. It just, you know, everything is a war, no matter how reasonable or unreasonable it is. They've chosen to stay dangerous. Don't come at our orb. Now, what do you expect in these 2022 midterm elections? I expect the Democrats going to get their ass beat. I think they're going to get the shellacking of their life. I think because, one, they still haven't been able to toe the line the way that the Republicans have, that they got everybody in check. I think that they still can't agree on what they want to do, the Democrats. I think that They not shooters. At the end of the day, that's the answer. They not shooters. Republicans are shooters. They may shoot all willy-nilly, but they shooters. How do you deal with somebody that's a shooter? Well, I mean, I don't know. Look, that's hood business. You know what I'm saying? There's something that they want. That this violence, this disrespect, there is a way to satiate that disrespect. I think I talked about this before. Like, there's times that when you're dealing with somebody super volatile and very dangerous, one thing you got to do is just cut to like, okay, what can we do? What you need from me, OG? And sometimes that works. Sometimes that other OG on the other side reads that as weakness. That like, oh, you trying to reason? You don't want a war? You ain't prepared for a war? Okay. Oh, we finna, nigga, I'm finna slay y'all. There's some that read it like that. Others that be like, huh. This what I need. You know what I'm saying? And if there's a way you can go behind closed doors and give them what they need, that's a different story. You got to suss that out. I don't know. What do we as the constituents need to do? Remember that there are things that we just don't know that happen behind closed doors. On the other hand, there's who we choose to send to primaries. There's who our elected officials that we actually are behind, like who you know, like let's start calling their offices and saying, yo, if this and this goes down, I'll vote for you. I want you to be the guy. I want you to be the girl, but you're not giving me something. Yo, and sometimes even running for a position ain't really about winning. It's about being able to shift the conversation. It's about being able to put things in the air that says like you're creating demand for something. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, you may not ever win. That's like, ain't no way in the world gonna win. Like there was somebody, I forget homeboy's name. Who was the billionaire, I forget homie name, but the billionaire that just signed up and started running commercials talking about Trump getting impeached and then ended up running. Like, he was just there to change the narrative. There was another guy that was like, I literally got on the stage just to make sure that climate change was important in this. Ain't no way in the world you're going to win this. Like, you know you're not going to win. It's about shifting the narrative, right? So there's a part of like, running for midterms and elections, that's really just about that. But if you're waiting for some sort of like level-headed, logical, you know, merit-based discussion on what we want to do and to be as a nation, I don't know where you've been for the past 10 years. We chose violence, y'all. The Republicans have decided they're going to stay dangerous. Hood politics.
Hey, it's so hood right now. Hood politics, y'all. So hood.
Y'all, this mug was recorded and edited by me, Propaganda, right here in East Los Boyle Heights, Los Angeles. Y'all can follow me at Prop Hip Hop on all the socials. You can follow the Hood Politics Pod itself at Hood Politics Pod, where we be trying to make takes on stuff that aren't really big enough for a whole episode, but definitely needs a little bit of clarity. This mug was scored, edited, mixed, and mastered by the one and only Headlights. Y'all go follow my dog, Matt Oswowski. I still don't know how to say his name. I'm glad he changed it to Headlights. Follow him on his socials at Headlights_music. Telling you, hear all these new other fly tracks this fool be making. And the theme music was done by the one and only Gold Tips, DJ Sean P. And y'all remember, every time you check in, if you understand the hood, you could understand politics. Shouts to iHeartMedia for making this happen.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When we come together, it's magic. And for 30 years, we've celebrated that. Because our ideas, our art, our flavor, our community, our impact, there's nothing like it. Here, in this place, this is where we fall more in love with everything that makes us, us. This is the place where we love us. Celebrate 30 years of loving us at Essence Festival.
Get your tickets at EssenceFestival.com.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And... Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world... be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.